Social media takes baby steps on dealing with hate speech. Is it time to grow up? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Online hate speech has gone way up since the police killing of George Floyd in May. According to analysis out this week from the company Double Verify, hate speech has increased by nearly 40% around the country. Facebook continues to advocate a relatively hands-off approach to speech. Twitter this week did take down thousands of accounts related to the conspiracy group QAnon, saying it will take action on accounts that could, quote, lead to offline harm. And offline harm is something researchers have documented and warned about for years. Dipayan Ghosh is co-director of the Digital Platforms and Democracy Project at Harvard. He says all of this is still moving way too slowly.
I don't think that they have the incentive to do so until public sentiment rises up and they're almost forced to do something. You know, that's just not a good situation. I think it's very harmful for society and for our public and democratic interest to have to wait until people get so angry at these platforms that they're forced to act. I think we just need a better regulatory system overlooking them.
Well, and we've also seen data. I mean, there's people getting mad at platforms, but there's also, it sounds like recently, since the protests over George Floyd's killing started, there's been a marked increase in hate speech. What are the consequences of that? And isn't that enough?
It should be. What we know is that there's so much polarization, especially in this country. And George Floyd really illustrates that in high resolution. It's really brought terrible people and terrible ideas to the forefront of our media ecosystem today. And what I hope is that, yes, while it's engaging for many people to see such hateful content, what I would hope is that companies can start to reorganize and restructure the way that they prioritize content and try to hold our attention by thinking more about what people really want to see, not such hateful content.
You know, I think companies often say that this is a problem of scale. Facebook has specifically said this, that there's just no way to stop this kind of speech at scale across the entire world. Do you buy that? Do you think the companies do or do not have the technical ability to do this?
Companies like Facebook absolutely have the technical capacity to be able to prevent the spread of hate. Let's be real about this. Facebook pours money, lots and lots of money, into artificial intelligence and uses that artificial intelligence to profile us, determine our behaviors and our likes and interests and beliefs and routines. Now, could it use some of that cash toward developing artificial intelligence in ways that immediately detect hateful content? I believe it can, and I believe it should. I also believe that it's not doing everything it can do to catch that content.
Dipayan Ghosh is author of Terms of Disservice, How Silicon Valley is Destructive by Design. And now for some related links. Two links popped up on my Twitter feed almost simultaneously on Thursday. One that said Facebook is creating new teams at Instagram and Facebook that will examine how bias in its products, the algorithms that suggest content or flag some kinds of speech for deletion, may be disproportionately affecting people of color. And the second tweet was by NBC tech reporter Olivia Solon, who said maybe the release of that news in the Wall Street Journal is why Facebook had declined to comment on her story about how Facebook had, since 2019 at least, declined to deal with discoveries by internal researchers who found that the company's moderation system was discriminatory. The researchers told their bosses at Facebook that the automated moderation systems, on Instagram in particular, were 50% more likely to disable accounts belonging to Black users than to white users. 8 current and former employees told NBC they were told to stop conducting research on racial bias, and when Instagram made some changes to the moderation system, the company wouldn't let them test it. Facebook didn't deny that it stopped some researchers from continuing to work on racial bias, but said it was because their methodology was flawed. Stephanie Hughes produces Marketplace Tech. Jesus Alvarado is our assistant producer. Michael Lipkin is our senior editor. Becca Weinman is our engineer. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.